Hi, this is Nathan East, hanging with the Teddy Bear on LOTL Radio, The Zone. Fantastic Tuesday afternoon. How's everyone doing? It's the Teddy Bear, and welcome to the Zone of LOTL Radio. Hope everyone had a fantabulous weekend. It's such a beautiful vibe to be back on the air. And speaking of being back, you know when the Teddy Bear returns, he has to bring something special to the audience. The audience is definitely listening. Lord have mercy. And speaking of beautiful, captivating, and talented, we're going to be joined by the one and only Miss Selena Johnson as we have the pleasure of debuting and also playing a few tracks from her new album, Rebirth of Soul. So sit back, relax. The stress reliever is here. Hey, I'm here like Linus's blanket here. Keep you comfy and sound. In the meantime, let me take you away with some SWV. Yeah. Sit back and relax, family, as we wait upon Selena Johnson to make her grand appearance here in the Zone of LOTL.
On tour, we can barely see each other, and you told me you ain't like that. But what if I find a way where we can still be together and get freaky? Would you like that? I know I'm getting you warm. I'm about to f*** you all night and hit it until the morn. How I do will keep you wetter than a mystical storm. Even though I ain't gonna be there in the physical form. Cause I lick you anywhere you want. Freaky nigga from the hood, do you good when I rub your body? Pull your head towards me so that I can get up in you from the back while I scream, ooh, shout it. Had to snatch you up out that thong. Let's get it on as many times as you want. Now visualize that it's sweet while you touch yourself. Can you feel me coming through the phone?
I'm waiting in the living room, drinking Alizé, ready for you to touch me soft, rub me strong, get me wet, love me long, but wait a minute, I need you to take all your clothes off, I want you to come in here and set it off, from the floor to the bed, baby, tell me how you I'm
Hello, Salida, can you hear me?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
There you are. Can you hear me, sweetheart?
Hi, how are you?
I am doing fine. How are you doing today?
I am doing great. I just taught a 1-hour yoga class. So I'm finishing up.
What I'm surprised at is how did you find time to go in the studio and work on this album? You have the album, you have the upcoming tour, you have the talk show. So how did you find time to get in the studio and work on Rebirth of Soul?
Ciao. Well, here's the thing. I recorded Rebirth of Soul in 2010, the end of 2010. It's been in the can for 7 years. So we just decided that now was the best time to put it out. And so I was pregnant with my second son, and it's all live instrumentation. So we had plenty of time. You know, I wasn't going anywhere. I was about, 36 weeks pregnant. So I was kicking around. I was pretty stable. And then fast forward to now, it was pretty simple. You know, my dad had already had it mixed. So it just really went into mastering. Shaniqui picked it up. And here we are.
What's incredible for me personally, I mean, this is the first collaboration with you and your father has been, what, a little bit over 20, about 20 some odd years since you worked on a project together. I know this album for you is very, very important. It's very personal. Chicago Blues, I listened to it. I said, my God. I said, okay, this is really taking me back because I'm, you know, I love blues music, especially I was a huge fan of Sun Seals, God rest his soul. And listening to the music, mm-hmm. It took me back to that real bluesy era of, I mean, just really pouring out your soul. And I wanted you to speak to the listeners out there. What did it mean for you from a personal standpoint, working and making this album and also working with your father on this project?
You know, it's really about tapping into what or where my own sound comes from. And in doing so, I'm able to do that with my father, because if you think of a physical component, I definitely get my musical gift from him, obviously. And my mom actually sang as well, but more so my dad, you know. And the general feel of my voice I get from that era, because I grew up in a house with a musician who was making music at that time. So you can imagine the amount of music, well, the type of music that was played throughout our house all the time, the soundtrack of my house, you know, the soundtrack of my household. So it's important to me to be able to duplicate, hold on 1 second. It's important for me to be able to duplicate it properly and pay homage to it.
Without question. I must admit, listening to your keyboardist, Tom Washington, he completely blew me away. Because when you're working on a project, everyone has to be in sync, like minds, think alike. For you, what was the vibe like working on the project in the studio, having so many great musicians on it?
Well, what's fun, again, is that the musicians are from that actual era.
Right.
And they're my dad's musicians. And some of them I worked with, you know, from a child, and knew them from a child, and coming to the house, and I sang background for my dad. So I performed with my dad, and I sang on his records, you know. So I knew some of the musicians, you know, but some of them, you know, some of them have been coming to my home for years, but some of them, all of them were from that era. And that was, for me, I felt like that is how you get the authenticity of the record. You know, I'm not saying that younger players or players, you know, get the guys right out the church, you know, that's always the case, that they would not have been able to do the job, because when I go on tour, that's what type of musicians that I will have. The musicians that play Selena Johnson records, you know, play at my shows now. But I am saying that there is a different feel that was happening at that time. And I thought that it was equally important to be able to duplicate that feel.
I remember the last time that I had you on the show, we were having a conversation just as far as the overall direction of your career and overall direction of the music industry, so how the industry can be somewhat very fickle, and it's not based upon talent and substance. It's about the flavor of the month.
Right.
For you, from a personal standpoint, you are highly respected. I look at you, you have a singer and you have a vocalist. I've always considered you a vocalist. For you, being an independent artist, do you feel like now that you have more creative control instead of dealing with a quote-unquote the major machine where you're able to put out the music that you want to put out, that means something to you, instead of just being told you need to put this out because you can attract a certain type of audience, a quote-unquote younger audience?
You know what? When I was younger and new on the label, and back, you know, like new, and back in that time where that mattered, I would have thought that. But we're in a day and age now where that doesn't really matter anymore, because you're not beholden upon whether or not you have a radio hit or not. There's so many ways to skin a cat. You know, there's so many ways to get a hit record that it's really not just isolated to one avenue, which was, in my day, radio.
Right.
So it was all about getting a radio hit, but not anymore. You know what I'm saying? You can get an internet hit. You can get your record, your album could be streamed and be a big record there. You know, you can drop an album at night, at midnight, you know, and get it. You know, so there's just so many ways and creative ways to do things now that you don't really have to sell your soul. You don't have to if you don't want to. But I'm going to tell you what, it's better to do what you want. It's better to do what you want. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what you can be happy with. That's where you can ensure happiness. But unfortunately, my industry is predicated upon doing what you have to. And sometimes a lot of artists get wrapped up into that. Me, Selena Johnson, at this stage in the game, and pretty much, which has always been my motto, you know, just back then when I was younger, I was more inclined to pleasing others and impressing others. But the Selena Johnson that today, it's not that I don't care what other people think, because I do want them to be able to relate to my music and love my music. But I'm more concerned with what I love. And one of the precursors, the markers for that, for me was, am I happy performing this on stage? Because it's nothing like having to sing a record night in and night out of that you don't like.
Right.
But you have to do it because it's a hit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't want to do that. I want every record on my album to be a record that I love and that I want to do and sing, so that it shows in my live performance.
Well, I will say this. We're both 21, and people of our age genre, we know what we know what's real. We know what's real and what's not. And people can really relate to what's real. As you say, the authenticity of music when you get out there and you perform, because you're actually, what you're singing, you mean it. It comes from a place where people is relatable. And I find that in this album, people can relate to it. I know per listening to the entire album, you can relate to every track. I mean, the ones you did with Etta James, the remake you did with Etta James on one of the songs. I mean, it just took me back to a very simplistic time when it was about the vocalist or the singer and about instrumentation. And it was a beautiful experience. For you, how do you feel overall about the album, Rebirth of Soul?
I feel proud of myself. to be, first of all, to be even able to do something like this. Not everybody can duplicate these singers. These are not Tic Tac singers. Trust me.
Right.
These singers were extremely difficult to emulate. Okay? That's first of all. You have people on there, Jackie Robinson. I always get him mixed up with Jackie Wilson. I don't know why. It's either Jackie Wilson or Jackie Wilson. That was the hardest record. Lonely Teardrop was outrageous.
Oh, yeah.
It was so hard to emulate his run and his pocket. And nowadays, there is no pocket in records. Chain of Fools. Now, a lot of people remake Chain of Fools, but very, very few people have remade her pocket and her the placement of her run and the placement of her singing. And those, they weren't right on the beat. They weren't. And so these things are very difficult. So actually I'm kind of proud of myself that I was able to follow along and be able to duplicate the feel and the way these records were sung. And, you know, we sing records from the old all the time and feel like, yeah, it's the song. You know, we hear remakes all the time. But I really wanted to emulate the actual feel of these records and the actual dynamics and the actual style and really get into it and really do it justice. And in doing that, it was extremely difficult, extremely difficult. But I'm very glad that I was able to do it. I just hope that people can recognize or the industry or whoever, people that music lovers can recognize that component. And also I chose artists that I felt their story related to something that I went through, because I've always been that kind of writer. So I wanted to be able to relate to each record in some shape, form, or fashion. And also, I am really excited about the live instrumentation. The live instrumentation was extremely, extremely fun to do and extremely enlightening because I hadn't been doing it for a long time, you know, because it's not cost-effective to do a full album with live instrumentation. Well, I guess it wasn't thought to be. And I guess to be competitive with what everybody else is doing, that split computerized way of music has been the norm for many years. So I had to be competitive, you know what I'm saying? I guess that's why my label at the time never wanted to do that. We would add live instrumentation here and there, live isolated instruments, but not really a full. You know, I was in the studio like the olden days where it was a full band and I'm singing on the mic. Like, that's how old school it was. Like, I turned around behind me, there was a harpist on Makings of You. Like, it was that authentic. And so I just feel like it's probably the most authentic album that I've ever done. I mean, it's, as far as music and technique is concerned.
That's saying a lot because your body of work is incredible. So for you to be that forthcoming and say, hey, this is the best. I'm really, truly proud of what I've done with this particular album, Rebirth of Soul. That says a lot. I want to go off the beaten path just for a hot second. What I'm really intrigued by is this book that is scheduled to be out next year. The Wait is Over.
Yeah.
I am really, really intrigued by this book. And I said, you know what? When I get Selena back on the show, I have to ask, because I know this book is very near and dear to your heart. I know it's very personal from your personal life experiences. And could you share to the listeners out there what made you finally decide to write a book and give us a little bit of insight what we can expect from the book?
The book is called The Wait is Over. And the wait doesn't mean like I'm waiting. The wait means is spelled W-E-I-G-H-T. And it doesn't even mean weight loss, although it does talk about a weight loss journey. But
okay.
It means the weight, the pressure of the industry, the pressure to look a certain way. It talks about body dysmorphia and what the industry did for me mentally and emotionally when it comes to my body and my appearance. And what the industry does to women emotionally, and not just women who are in the industry, but women who are watching the women in the industry, because monkey see, monkey do. And so I wrote a book about the release of stress and really coming into my own and finding out that, you know, finding out who I was because of whose I am. And so I'm God's child. And so because of that, I'm flawless. And really trying to come into that concept, because there was a self-hate that was spewing from a very long time, from childhood. And so to be able to release some of the weight, like the weight is over. I'm not gonna keep entertaining this, the stress of having to look like, be like, appear to be like somebody else. I just wanted to be myself. I wanted just to be me, and then just dealing with the stresses of my own life and the industry. And it talks about, you know, body dysmorphia and how I could look in the mirror and still see something that wasn't the truth, and how so many women suffer from that. And it's basically a journey about loving yourself from the outside in. And when I say from the outside in, people say, oh, you don't love yourself from the inside out. No, from the outside in, meaning you have to start with what you see every morning when you wake up. The first thing you see every morning when you wake up, you go to the bathroom, you look in the mirror, is yourself. And the first thing you see, you have to love it. You have to love it. And you can, and by training that, training yourself to love what you see, eventually what you feel on the inside will heal. You have to love what's in that mirror. And in that mirror, it's not just a physical appearance. There's a lot of things in that mirror. There's a lot of things that we recognize and realize, self-actualization, a lot of self-revelation that we have when we look in the mirror. So it's just a, you know, it's not an autobiography or anything, but there are a lot of things that I do talk about in my life, obviously. It's part of a life story, a piece of my life story, when it comes to that concept, when it comes to that subject matter.
It's incredible. I'm just kind of thinking back a little bit because I had the pleasure of having a very young, talented female artist on my show. This was about 2 years ago. And she told me, she said, Teddy Bear, one of the first things that my label told me to do, that they wanted me to look a certain way, that I needed to get down smaller than I was.
Yep.
Now, at the time when she told me this, she couldn't have weighed, I think, no more than maybe 125 pounds, if that. And the label wanted her to lose weight. And I said, you have to be kidding me. She said, no, I'm serious. And I told her, I said, look, let your talent speak for itself. Don't allow a label to control you like a puppet, because they don't care about you.
Yeah.
They care about the money that you're able to bring to them. And I think it's a wonderful thing for me to see so many great artists like yourself now that have that level of independence where they're in control, complete creative control of their career. I find it's funny to me. It's fascinating to me because everything that our sisters have, that naturally full figure sisters have,
mm-hmm.
you have other nationalities
but
and cultures.
We are anyway.
Yeah,
exactly.
They want to buy it. They go to doctors.
Yeah.
They have all kind of implants to get, but yet still people
yeah.
want to body shame. And I never could wrap my mind around that. But I'm looking forward to getting the book when it gets out. All I ask from you, when the book comes out, I need it to be autographed.
Mm-hmm.
So if I have to come to Atlanta, if I have to come
to Atlanta,
if I got to
don't come down to Atlanta, talk to Quay in that Teddy Bear.
Never that. Oh, and speaking of autographs, to all the listeners out there, Friday, November the 10th, it'll be a meet and greet. Yes, Lena's going to be at the DBS Sounds. She's going to be signing copies of her new album. Of course, Rebirth to Soul will be officially released this Friday, but you can always purchase it early, put in your orders early and get that. Now, I see you having a tour, the Rebirth of Soul tour, but I've seen absolutely
yeah.
no stops in Texas. What is going on? You need to come here. Come on now.
Well, I have that is not solid, you know. I may very well come to Texas. We're still filling up the schedule. So, Houston is a big market for me, and so is Dallas. So I'm sure that I'll be able to hit one of those spots.
Well, I hope so, because we want you down there. I say, look, if I have to throw in some barbecue, I know you do your yoga and everything, but hey, I'll throw in some barbecue
yeah.
or whatever.
Well, I'm sure you barbecue. Barbecue is a good time. I won't turn down the barbecue now.
All right, I'm going to hold you to that. All right.
Okay.
The album cover to one of the singles, which is one of my favorite songs on the album, Make Me Yours. My love, that purple looked phenomenal on you. My goodness. Who?
Thank you very much.
Yes, Lord.
Come on now.
My goodness. I said, my God. I said, okay. All right. I love the song, and you really put your heart and soul into that particular single. What did you like? What kind of fulfillment did you get as far as working on that particular remake?
You know what? What's interesting is that I never knew that record. I never knew how good that record was until I actually recorded it. So, personal fulfillment, the fact that it sounds like a record that you would use today, you know?
Well, it came across wonderful, my love.
Oh, yeah.
It really did. It really did. And to all the listeners out there, without further ado, let's get into it. Yeah, of course. We got Selena here live. Let's get into it. One of her many wonderful written songs on a new album, of course, Rebirth of Soul with Make Me Yours. Lord have mercy. Here in the zone of L.O.T.O. From the new album, Rebirth of Soul, will be officially available this Friday, November the 10th, via iTunes, Google Play, and for those who like to live a little bit more adventurous, you can always get it at Amazon.com. And remember, family, this Friday, yes, you'll be having a meet and greet at DBS Sounds. That's in Riverdale, Georgia. It's at 6610 Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code is 30274. So be sure to get down there, meet the incredible Selena Johnson, and also get a signed copy. Yeah, get your copy album signed for her rebirth. Oh, so, my queen, I'm going to tell you something. I've had an opportunity to watch Sister Circle on more than a few occasions when I get up early in the morning to get my little workout on, and you seem right at home doing that show. You seem comfortable. You, all of you ladies on there are incredible. You know what? I've always said, you know what? If Selena decides she doesn't want to do any music anymore, the camera loves you. Have you ever thought about just going in and doing, as far as putting both feet in and doing some acting?
Yes. I mean, I'm auditioning all the time. My agents are the people's door. So I'm always getting calls to come and do auditions. It's just, it's just about getting the right one. You know, you're going to get 9 to 10 no's, child, before you get a yes. So we will see. And I just recently started, like in the past couple of years. So I'm still, I want to get into movies and stuff like that. I want to do like a mini series. You know, I want to be able to get on a mini series and do that. So I'm just auditioning all the time. Acting is definitely something I want to do. It's something I've been doing my whole life. I used to be in theater in college and go downstate and compete and stuff like that. So it's something I've always wanted to do with my minor in college, my first year in college. So
would you feel more comfortable doing drama or doing comedy?
It doesn't matter. Even though I'm pretty funny. So, I would probably do really well in comedy.
I've seen your sense of humor, my love. Yes, yes, you would.
Yes, you would. Yes. I do have a couple of jokes under my belt.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
So therefore, I probably would soar in comedy.
Oh, my goodness. Goodness, goodness. Well, remember, family, be sure to get all the latest updates and pertinent information. Be sure you stop by Selena's official website. That's at SelenaJohnson.com. You can also catch her with her on Twitter and also on Instagram.
Oh, no,
and remember,
Selena Music. Selena Music.
My faux pas. And also on Twitter. And be sure every day, Monday through Friday, bright and early in the morning on TV One, Sister Circle. Lord have mercy.
Yes, and the Sister new, Circle and, Live.
Yes, Lord. And also, family, be sure to purchase the new album, Rebirth the Soul. It'll be available this Friday. My queen, I want to thank you first and foremost for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us here on The Zone. You know this is your home. Whatever you need, the teddy bear will do for you and give it to you. And soon, hopefully on that tour schedule, you'll come down here to Houston. We would love to have you come down here in the studio.
I would love to come down there. I love Houston. Houston is beautiful. So that's a no-brainer.
All right. I'm going to hold you to that. I'm going to hold you
there. All right.
All right, my love. You stay sweet and be careful and much success. And you know what? I know I'm letting everybody know. You know what I said? It's time to take a trip. I am going to get in my automobile, my car, and I'm going to drive down to Atlanta on Friday.
Yeah.
After I got a show Friday, but after my show is over with, I'm driving down to the ATL. I got my copy. I'm going to get my autograph copy. Okay, I have to do that.
I know that's right.
I have to do that. So people that are living all over and tuning in, I don't care if you have to use a plane, train, automobile, a camel, get to Atlanta, okay? Get to Riverdale, Georgia to get your autograph copy, okay? My queen, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you Friday, all right?
Awesome. All thank right. you. I will see you then.
Yes, okay. Lord. All right, my love.
Okay,
the incredible. Bye-bye. The incredible. Selena Johnson here in the zone of LOTO Radio. I love that lady. My goodness. It's always good to have her back on the show. But in the meantime, we're going to take a little quick two and two. Yeah, I know. I know. We're going to get into some more Selena Johnson. Another single from her new hit album, of course, Rebirth of Soul with We Did It here in the zone of LOTO Radio.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.